broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Big weekend of football, the college side. Couple of ranked matchups, the NFL heating up. We're gearing up for playoff seeding on both sides. Within college football, you got the college football playoff, first top 25 this week. On the NFL side, teams jockeying for position. Wild card matchups. Listen, the matchup between Jacksonville and the Texans this week might as well be who's going to get a chance at the wild card. Welcome on in, folks. This is Saturday Tailgate. Mike Rizzo and Damian Perez. We are live at the City Place Studios, downtown West Palm Beach on a beautiful Saturday morning. Dame, what's going on, brother? I swear I just talked to you yesterday.
Morning, Mike. We back at it. Yeah. We were here. It was a little Saturday tailgate takeover yesterday afternoon, but we're back and disappointed in you, Mike.
What's going on?
It's a great morning for you. Man United's up 1-0, 70th minute. All you got to do is hold 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's easier said than done.
Is Man United back?
Listen, Ruben Amorim, he'll bring the glory days again. We'll root from him from Stratford and he'll turn the Reds around. Yeah, they're back. Are you kidding me? Now you got to hold on for 20 minutes. 20 minutes with that United back line too is an eternity. Dane, we got a real issue with United and the wingbacks. Diogo Dalot is not the quality player he was a couple of years ago. I mean, Dorgu, I don't think he'd start on Derby County, let alone Manchester United. And then today, Mazraoui, I mean, my God. Listen, United has a great attack with Mbeumo, Cunha, and Bruno. Did you see they binned Sesko today? They binned Sesko today, and they started the three of Ahmad, Cunha, and Mbeumo. And Mbeumo actually coming off of the left side. And Damien, you know, you're a world football guy. Usually a left-footed guy comes off of the right.
Right.
But, I listen, fair play to Ruben Amorim. He's clicking all the right buttons. They need to hang on, though. That did not, neither here nor there. United needs to hang on. They're getting battered right now. Lammon's our goalkeeper, having a great time. I'm trying my best not to get locked into the game here on a Saturday tailgate morning. But, Dane, we got plenty of college football, too, on the other side after that godforsaken, and I mean godforsaken, Thursday night football game. I'm still not over that. I'm still on that, by the way. I'm still on that, by the way, with that Thursday night. And it was one of the worst football games you will ever see. And I'm hoping that doesn't transition into our football weekend. I hope that doesn't transition into our noon games that we got on the college slate, on the NFL side. Something that we're going to touch on, too, a little later on in the show. Apparently, Kyler Murray could be on the outs in Arizona. And label me as not shocked. I've said on this program before that if I were Arizona, I wouldn't re-sign Kyler Murray. I wouldn't touch Kyler Murray after that contract is up. You know, he signed, I believe, a contract back in 2022. And remember, Dane, they put language in there where, like, it was mandatory for him to watch film. We go, at the time, we're like, what? Mandatory to watch film?
In other words, stop playing video games.
Right. Is he not prepared? Like, is he just not prepared for the task at hand? So I am interested to see what's going to happen with Kyler, if he's going to find himself in hot water. And maybe towards season end, if, like, there are any suitors. Like, Damien, if we know one thing, there are a lot of teams right now in the NFL that could use a quarterback. And after watching some of these teams and some of these quarterbacks that they're trotting out, like, with all due respect to New Orleans, like, Tyler Shuck is horrible. Granted, he's a rookie quarterback. Colin, my buddy Colin Russo from Russo and Rizzo, he'd get on my case saying it's too early to say he's bad.
I don't know.
That guy stinks.
I don't know about that one.
Dylan Gabriel stinks as well. Like, there are teams out there that are dying for quarterbacks. And this draft was supposed to be a lucrative quarterback draft. It's not looking like that after Arch Manning, Cade Klubnik, and Garrett Nussmeier look like six-round draft picks rather than first-round draft picks. Spare me with the Fernando Mendoza stuff, folks. Spare me with that guy. All right, I don't think he's an NFL quarterback. You know, and I apologize. I think he's from around here, Damien. I think he's from South Florida. He's not an NFL quarterback. I don't want my team taking him in the first round. So I think with that said, with the lack of quarterbacks in this draft, maybe outside of the Indiana kid, I just don't see it. And Murray, there is going to be a market for him. There is going to be a market for Kyler Murray. And I look at a team, if I had to throw a name out there for Kyler Murray, Damian, believe it or not, I think the Atlanta Falcons could be in play for Kyler Murray.
That's interesting.
Because I think Michael Penix at season's end, I think Atlanta will be ready to move on from that. Obviously, you got Kirk Cousins there right now.
That run option with Bijan Robinson would be great, too.
I think Kyler could find himself playing in a dome in Atlanta. I think right now, if I had to make a declaration, that's probably what would happen. But we'll continue to touch on that a little later on in the show. Big slate of NFL games, big slate of college games.
How about the Raiders?
They're you don't want to know the problem with them, Dame? They're paying Geno. They're paying Geno for 2 years.
What a mistake that was.
They're paying Geno Smith for 2 years.
You bite the bullet on that one, I feel like.
I think, like, we call it a mistake, but at the same time, like.
He looks horrible, Mike. Geno looks bad out there.
Listen, I'm not. The only reason I'm trying to defend him is because you saw him play well for Seattle none less than a year ago. I think it's the product of the situation. They have no wide receivers.
At Seattle, I feel like he was just serviceable. You know, maybe get you to a playoff game. I don't know if he would get you far into the playoffs, though.
I agree with the playoff sentiment, but he threw for 4,000 yards two times. Like, this is a guy who was a Pro Bowler for two out of the last 3 years in Seattle. I think it's more of a product of the Raiders and the state of the franchise. I think Tom Brady has his work cut out for him. There's no wide receivers on that team. That offensive line is so-so. Genty looks like a fine player. Bowers looks like a fine player, but you got a lot of work to do defensively as well. You got a lot of work to do with that Raider team, and I think that's leaking a little bit on over with Geno Smith. Folks, I mentioned all these great things and that are happening and games and big-time matchups. I got the spot for you to watch it. It's at Pig Beach Barbecue on 2400 South Dixie Highway. It's your spot all football season long. With the best video walls, big-screen TVs, and audio system in Florida, it is the best place to watch all of the games. Enjoy the incredible barbecue, burgers, signature sandwiches, beers and cocktails, and so much more as you root on your favorite teams. Folks, they got the NFL Sunday ticket. You know, if you're sitting at home, you don't have the Sunday ticket, you're not watching the games, first off, what are you doing? Second off, I want you to head over to Pig Beach Barbecue and go watch the NFL games right there. You know, you can ask for the game that you want on. Pig Beach will be able to take care of you with that NFL Sunday ticket and also some very yummy food. Don't even get me started on a late night happy hour menu that'll keep you cheering through the end of the game. You got to do football season right with Pig Beach Barbecue. Damien and I always tell you, get the pulled pork and the mac and cheese. Thank us later. That is the pulled pork and the mac and cheese from Pig Beach Barbecue. I could eat my weight in it. Eat my weight in it. That's 2400 South Dixie Highway, our good friends at Pig Beach Barbecue. Let's get into the college slate. Let's go through the top 25 teams that are in action. We'll check out a couple of the top 25 matchups that are in action. There are about three top 25 matchups this weekend. Not necessarily the juiciest slate of college football. I blame somebody specifically, and I'm going to get to them in a second because we got to start with the number one team in the country, the Ohio State Buckeyes in action against Purdue. The 2-7 Boilermakers hosting Ohio State at home. They're 0-6 in the Big Ten. The Buckeyes are 30.5-point favorite, according to our great friends at Hard Rock Bet. 30.5 points. And Damian, who's on them? Who's on the Buckeyes today?
We both are, and I believe everyone should be.
I mean, Ohio State's covered the last 5 weeks in a row. The Buckeyes are 8-0. Excuse me. I stand corrected. I'm sorry. Everything's running together here. All my days are running together. The Buckeyes have covered 7 straight games. This would be 8 in a row. They covered Grambling, Ohio, Washington, Minnesota, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Penn State. Can they make it a perfect 8 in a row against Purdue, 30.5? It's going to be a tall tale. It's going to be a tall task. 30 points is a lot, Dame. And I'm doing that with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. And folks, you want to know what I want? Do you want to know what I want? I personally want the sports weekend of a lifetime, and I could win, and so can you. You could have a chance to win a sports weekend of a lifetime with Dare. What's Dare is? It's Dare and Hard Rock Bet. Dare and Hard Rock Bet have teamed up to give one lucky winner two epic rivalries, two epic Florida rivalries. Florida versus Tampa, the hockey game on November 15th, and the Miami versus New York NBA game on November 17th. You will also receive $1,000 in cash and $500 in bonus. How do I enter to win this great thing, Riz? Well, let me tell you. You're going to enter to win by heading to the Dare Day Club at the Seminole Hard Rock Hollywood Hotel. Once again, to win an epic sports rivalry, epic sports Florida rivalry. The Florida versus Tampa hockey game on November 15th and the Miami versus New York NBA game on November 17th. $1,000 in cash and $500 in bonus bets. Riz, how do I win all of this? You go by heading to the Dare Day Club at the Seminole Hard Rock Hollywood Hotel and Casino every Sunday from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. and placing $50 in bets on Hard Rock Bet. So go to the Dare Day Club at the Seminole Hard Rock Hollywood Hotel, put $50 in your account, and place $50 on Hard Rock Bets, and you will be entered to win. It is the best place to watch, win, and party every game day. You don't want to miss out. Get signed up today. That is the Dare Nightclub with the Hollywood Casino. I hope you all are ready to roll. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus, physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. If you're concerned about gambling, call 1-833-PLAY-WISE. It's 1-833-PLAY-WISE. So that's obviously, we're going through that college slate. I'm hammering Ohio State with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. I say you should do the same thing from recent history. Now, Indiana has also covered the spread a lot, and they are taking on Penn State. I'm on the flip side of this. This is Penn State's Super Bowl. This is their last game of the year. We still got 4 weeks to play. I understand that, but this is their last game of the year. They're at Michigan State, home versus Nebraska at Rutgers. Those games, they're not making a bowl game this year. Actually, I should be too quick. Penn State 3-5. You lose six games, you're probably not going bowling. So if Penn State loses this game to Indiana, they're going to have six losses. I think it'd be tough to make a bowl game. So with that said, this was a Penn State team that had a ton of quality before the season. This was a Penn State team who believed they could compete for a national championship this year. And after watching the defense kind of survive a half against Ohio State last weekend, I think this is a team that could show up at home against Indiana. Now, I don't know what the home crowd is going to look like for Penn State. I think that's a fan base that is completely checked out after the firing of James Franklin and the season-long injury to Drew Aller. But I think players like Catron Allen and Singleton and Nick Singleton, you know, the two running backs and the great defense that they have. And yes, I still think that defense is great. Before Ohio State loses 38-14, they lost to Northwestern 22-21. They lost to Iowa 25-24. Those are 1-point games. Now, the UCLA game was an absolute disgrace. They gave up 42 points. But this is a Jim Knowles-led defense still. I like Penn State at plus 14.5 at home against Indiana. I actually expect them to be in the game for a little bit. It's Fernando Mendoza and the Hoosiers. Go on the road and Google me, Kirk Cignetti, to Penn State. Georgia's taking on Mississippi State, the 7-1 Dogs. The number 5 team in the country, 5-1 in the SEC. The lone loss the Dogs have suffered this season was at home against Alabama. The Dogs have Gunnar Stockton, great quarterback, but that Georgia defense, I saw my cousin Ashley last night, and cousin Ashley, her mother is Auntie D-Dog, who went to Georgia. He, Georgia native, absolutely loves Georgia. Cousin Ashley looked at me last night and said, Mike, the defense is non-existent. It's everything I've been telling you, Damian, for about a month now with Georgia. Georgia does not have that elite defensive unit that
they've
had in the past.
That's uncharacteristic for them, too.
Very much so. Kirby Smart, probably one of the more smarter defensive minds in all of college football. It earned him the Georgia job after being Nick Saban's defensive coordinator for years, and he's a 2-time national champion. Georgia, all you got to do is look to the Philadelphia Eagles right now. Like, over-exaggerating here, but half of the Eagle defense is the Georgia Bulldog that had won championships for 2 years straight. So I am surprised a bit about that Georgia defense, but they're taking on SIP State. I think that's what they call them. SIP State, Mississippi State, 5-4. They're a tough out. I don't think Georgia's going to lose a game. Georgia's a 9.5-point favorite. But Mississippi State is a respectable team, even though they only have won one game in the SEC. This is our first ranked versus ranked matchup we have on the schedule. That is BYU versus Texas Tech. Texas Tech, believe it or not, is a double-digit favorite with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. BYU, actually the higher-ranked team at 7. Texas Tech at 8. Texas Tech lone loss. They're 8-1 on the year. Their lone loss came against Arizona State on the road. But Texas Tech has bounced back since then. They're 5-1 in the Big 12. They're positioning themselves to have a great chance of making the Big 12 championship. And this could, Damian, this could be a matchup we could see in about a month, 4 weeks, when it's conference championship weekend. We could see this matchup again in the Big 12 championship. So keep an eye on that. But BYU 8-0, Texas Tech 8-1. I probably would go with the, you know, we're going to make our parlay of the weekend here in a little bit. I probably would go with BYU and a double digit. It's a double digit.
I was going to say that. I thought that spread was kind of large for the season that BYU has coming in. What are they, undefeated? I'm right there with you. I think that spread's a good spread to take.
Dame, I think when we make our parlay of the weekend, we keep an eye on BYU and kind of take a look at those.
Now I know it's been moving. What's it at right now?
It's at 11.
11. It was a 10. It was at 10. I believe yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's at 11. So, that's a lot, man. That's a lot.
But
so,
the public seems to be on Texas Tech.
And they got, you know, Beer and Morton having a great year, 15 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. They got weapons. Texas Tech, one of those teams that spent a lot of money in the NIL. They got a lot of good players. They really reloaded that roster. I think they win the game, but by 12, I kind of see this being a touchdown or a field goal. I see this being a close game. So we'll have to put our money where our mouth is when we do our parlay of the weekend. It's one of those weekends for Ole Miss in the SEC where they're taking on the Citadel and they are going to be able to kick their feet up and win by about 100 points. 51.5.
51.5.
51.5.
And they're probably going to cover.
That's ending, by the way, at the end of this year. The SEC will no longer get the palm, you know, the breakers treatment, you know, towards the end of the season when they're facing off against godforsaken state. And listen, I was notified that the Citadel is a military academy. We love our troops. I will no longer slander the Citadel after I found out that they're a military academy, but they're not very good at football as they're 4-5 on the year and they're taking on our guy Lane Kiffin and the Ole Miss Running Rebels. Our second ranked versus ranked game, Texas A&M and Mizzou. Missouri's ranked because of SEC bias, in my opinion. They're not the 22nd.
Now, this game's at Mizzou, correct?
Yeah. And I would love to see A&M lose because I've been telling you I think A&M's a bit overrated. But talk about a team who is allergic to a big game. Talk about a team in Missouri who's never won a big game in their life. People go, oh, they won the Sugar Bowl against Ohio State 2 years ago. Yeah, Lincoln Kienholz was starting as a freshman. Okay, you could take that to the bank all you want, but Ohio State was starting third stringers, and it was a disgrace. I was upset with Ryan Day at the time. But regardless, they're two big games they've played this season, Damian. Alabama and Vanderbilt. They lost. And they barely escaped Auburn, who has a fired head coach in Hugh Freeze.
Both at home, too, right? Or was that Vanderbilt game at Vanderbilt?
It was at Vandy, but the Alabama game was at home. Now, Bama was on the ropes for a bit. It was a good game. 27-24, it was a good game. But in the end of the day, W's is what matters.
Right, and that's
gotta
all you
win
see.
These games.
That's all you see, the W.
And when you haven't won a big game, when you're Missouri and you haven't won a big game, that's going to be the conversation. Ask James Franklin about that. Ask James Franklin about not winning a big game. Lost him his job. Guy's out of a... I'm not feeling bad for him. He's making about 20 grand an hour, but the guy's out of a job.
Oh, my God, Mike.
What's up?
I don't know if I even want to tell you.
Oh, you know... Oh, we...
We'll save it for the break.
You know, we're not taking a break anytime soon, brother, so you got to tell me.
2-1, Tottenham.
We leaked two goals in 20 minutes? Leaked two goals in 20 minutes?
I think it was more like 5 minutes.
Are you kidding me? Dude, that is it is so United. It is so United to do that. I told you 20 minutes for that team is an eternity. 20 minutes. Now there's 6 minutes of added time. Richarlison got in the 91st.
They just Tottenham just scored the second in the 91st.
Matthias Tell, that bum. Oh my God, dude. Oh my God, Dame. Two goals in 6 minutes, 84th minute. It's, you know, right when you think United's back. Right when you think United's back, something awful like that happens. Hang on. My buddy Sean Moore. My God, how does that happen? My brother, the Arsenal fan, tell. my buddy Sean, the United fan, unlucky deflection. Oh, my God, Cesco, unbelievable. Come out sleeping in the second half.
Cesco had a one-on-one when it was 1-1 and got chased down.
Of course he did.
So that's probably what he's referencing.
Of course he did.
And then came off injured. That's the worst part.
Hang on. I'm going to send a voice memo. Literally on air right now, boys, as I talk to you. Very upset that United blew another second half. Nothing has changed. Hashtag Amara might need to be out.
You were just singing his praises. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Literally did that on the air for these kids. Guys, Dave, can we get back to some college football?
Yeah,
I'm going to blow a gasket. I'm going to blow a gasket over here. Oh, my God. It's just
we were
so
on
that
Missouri
team.
Missouri having to win a big game,
I
believe.
It is just so that team. Yes, Missouri's allergic to a big game. They're playing Texas A&M. A&M's favored by a touchdown. They'll probably win by a touchdown. Missouri, give them credit. They've kept these games close. They only lost by a touchdown to Vandy. They lost by 3 to Alabama. If they lose this, this is an elimination game. Dane, we talk all the time about these teams with the college football playoff. This is an elimination game for Missouri. If they lose this game, they are out. And when I mean out, they are out of the 12-team college football playoff. Oregon and Iowa, number 9 versus number 20. I'm not a fan. Listen, people buy Iowa. I've seen this too many times for Iowa. They go 9-3. They play a bad schedule and they lose every good team that they play. Oregon's favored by a touchdown. It's a little closer than I would think. I probably would lean Oregon here. But to put some context on this, Iowa's played 2 ranked teams this year, folks. At the time, Iowa State was the 16th team in the country. They lost that game. And then Iowa played Indiana and they lost that game. So the teams that they beat, Minnesota stinks. Penn State, they only won by 1. Penn State, who has quality, no head coach, and they almost won. Wisconsin, they blew the doors off of Wisconsin. Wisconsin's a disgrace. Spare me with UMass. Spare me with Albany. Iowa are frauds, and I think Oregon takes that mask off today. They're 6.5-point favorites on the road at Iowa. Dare I say, Miami and Syracuse will be a game today.
We need to see something from Miami.
Canes are 6-2 coming off of that awful, and I mean awful, overtime loss by SMU. 2-2 within the conference, 6-2 on the year. Syracuse has had a disastrous season. Fran Brown, who had a great year last year with former Ohio State quarterback Kyle McCord, they're 3-6 on the year, 1-5 in the ACC. The Canes are favored by 28 points. 28 points.
And they need a cover.
Yeah.
They need to show us something.
They, I think that, dude, 18, by the way, they're ranked 18th. The College Football Playoff Committee ranked them 18th after dropping that game to SMU. That's bad. That is bad. Auburn and Vanderbilt. Auburn just fired Hugh Freeze, 1-5 in the SEC. Auburn's got plenty of quality on that roster. Vandy at home, though, Diego Pavia.
I'm all over Vandy in this one.
Vandy, we're not touching Vandy because they burned us the last 2 weeks on this program.
Mike!
What? We didn't score. There's no way we
yes,
scored.
Yes, you did.
Who?
95th
Who?
Screamer, baby.
Who? Who? Who is it?
Delete.
Delict?
Delete, however you say it. Delight.
Delict! Delict scored, Bleds! Delict scored! Sorry, I had to do that. Hang on. So that's the, let me get this straight. Is that not United, dude? It's,
oh man,
it's crazy. The ball that United plays is insane. Is anyone offsides,
no,
Damien?
No,
is it going to count?
This is gonna,
I can't watch, Damien. I don't
this
have
is gonna
Peacock.
Stand. This is going to stand,
Damien. Like, I don't have Peacock in the main studio.
Yeah,
dude, how far out? How far out?
This is the 96th minute.
But how far out was the goal?
It was a corner kick.
Okay. Did he Olympic
second post header? No, second post header.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh my God.
And it was one of those where the keeper did save it, but the ball ended up crossing the line. So a bit of suspense, but the goal looks like it is going to count.
Bit of suspense. It wasn't a goal?
It was a goal, but like there was a slight check because the keeper did save it, but the complete ball crossed the line. So it's
get
a goal.
In! Get
yep,
in.
We're in.
I mean, we needed 3. We needed 3 points there. Can I be greedy?
It
we
is
needed,
in Tottenham, though, so this isn't a away game. It's still
but
not the end of the world.
Tottenham's
but
dreadful at home.
I see what you're saying.
They're dreadful at home. They have terrible form at home. You got to find Dame up a goal in the 84th minute. You got to find a way to win. You have to. How about Richarlison? God, these guys, dude, I don't understand how Tottenham does it. Matthias Tell, a wonder kid that never panned out. And then Richarlie Goat is my buddy, my Spurs fan, my buddy John calls him. It's a World Cup year, so you know what they say with Richarlison. He's going to show up. Unbelievable. Unbelievable that they're not going to get the full 3 points out of that. But at that point, down 2-1, I cannot be greedy. Take your point and move on. That is two straight fixtures where United has gotten a point on the road. Nottingham, and then this one. Šeško, that's an issue, by the way. That's a
He's
real,
off injured, by the way.
That's listen, Šeško, it looked like he found some quality. You're telling me he was one-on-one with the keeper and got chased down?
Got chased down.
He was just probably head down, looking at the ball?
He was about to shoot, and then someone just kind of crossed in front of him, blocked the shot.
Was it a slide tackle?
Yeah, and then off that slide tackle, he came off injured. So insult to injury, literally.
Oh, God, Damien. Delict with a screamer. I'm trying to. Where were we? Hurricanes? Were we on the Hurricanes?
Yeah. Hurricanes got to show us something.
Hurricanes got to just show us something. Vanderbilt probably going to beat a decent Auburn team. Washington facing off against Wisconsin. Where's Colin? Someone call Colin Russo and wake him up. I think he was out at the local watering hole back at home.
He's usually at our window at this time, too.
Tell him he's got a big game coming up with ranked Washington coming into town. By the way, it's a 4:30 start. He's got plenty of time to wake up and get the engine going. Wake Forest in Virginia. Our good buddy Mike Tannenbaum actually going to be on site for that game coming up today. Virginia 8-1 on the year. They are only ranked 14th. Virginia lost, if you remember, they lost to NC State early on in the season. It wasn't a conference game. Apparently, Virginia and NC State, they had a void in the schedule that they needed to fill, and they both scheduled each other, and it did not count as a conference game. So believe it or not, Virginia is undefeated in the conference. Damien, if they win their last three games of the season, Wake Forest, Duke, and Virginia Tech, they will be in the ACC championship. I blame Florida State, and I blame Louisville. Florida State and Louisville, who are teams that people, you know, put stock in before the season. And listen, we did on this show as well for Florida State. I thought Florida State was a legit team after beating Alabama. And give them credit on that win. But they fell apart at the end of the year. The teams right now in the ACC that are ranked. Louisville, 7-1 on the year with that lone loss to Virginia. Virginia, 8-1 on the year with the lone loss coming to NC State, which I know it's confusing. Wasn't a conference game. How about this, Damien? How about this? You want to know what I just realized?
What's that?
The ACC does not have a team in the top 12. That's a disgrace. The ACC is a disgrace.
That's about right, though.
They're a disgrace.
That's about right.
It's a bad conference. They needed Miami this year. And Miami is a good team. Listen, the ACC is a disgrace, but Miami is a good team. They can't get out of their own way. Mario can't get out of his own way. Carson Beck, by the way, the quarterback that Mario picked, I got to put that to bed. Everyone goes, oh, it's Carson Beck's fault. It's Carson Beck's fault. Listen, was Beck the reason they lost to Louisville? Probably, with the four interceptions. Was Beck the sole reason they lost? Was he the sole reason why they lost to SMU? Dare I say no?
I don't know. That interception he threw in overtime was pretty much on him.
I mean, sure, but why is it an overtime in the first place? You're telling me they couldn't win the ball on the ground? They couldn't find a way to get points? I understand the quarterback. It's his job to get the team in the back of the end zone. But geez, oh man, Dame. And the roughing the passer call 15 minutes after they blew the whistle? Like, bro, that's discipline. I put that on the coach.
That's a bad call. That's a horrible call.
I put that on the coach. It's not a bad call,
No,
Dame.
I'm saying it's a bad decision. Sorry.
I see. Yeah, like the reason I got on you, Theo tried defending it. I go, Theo. And Theo Dorsey, you can listen to 2-4 on Theoretically Speaking. He goes, it was a bad call by the ref. I said, what? They blew the whistle 15
Regardless,
minutes
if it's a bad call or not, you still don't want to put yourself in that position where you're leaving the ref to make a decision.
Miami fans were telling me they were on the level of Ohio State this year. Okay? Losing on the road to SMU isn't on the level of Ohio State.
Now, it is the Big Ten. I know the ACC is just as bad, probably.
Dude, the ACC is worse. SMU is a worse team than Illinois, Washington, and Texas. The three, you know, games Ohio State has won when people say the Buckeyes haven't played anybody. Come on, Dame. SMU's bad. They're a bad team. Spare me with the ACC.
They were a playoff team last year.
Spare me. A playoff team who got bamboozled by James Franklin and Drew Aller. They were never in that game, mate. Come on. Quit the waffle. United's over. You can stop waffling to me. Folks, the 12th annual Boca Raton Bowl is right around the corner. Flagler Credit Union Stadium. It's going to be December 23rd. Let's spend the holidays in paradise. That is December 23rd, the 12th annual Boca Raton Bowl. You get your tickets by going to BocaRatonBowl.com/tickets. That is BocaRatonBowl.com/tickets. You can listen to Boca Bowl Weekly every Tuesday. Every Tuesday. And by the way, there was no Boca Bowl Weekly this week. I apologize. I was out dealing with some personal issues Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But we will be back in the saddle this coming Tuesday, Boca Bowl Weekly, where I take you on a college football journey all the way until bowl season. And believe it or not, the college football journey is almost over. It really is. The college football journey, we got, what do we got? We got three, 4 more weeks left. And then we got the bowl season coming up December 13th. So that journey's almost over. And let's end it December 23rd at Flagler Credit Union Stadium with the Boca Raton Bowl. Get your tickets by going to BocaRatonBowl.com/tickets. Keep up to date on social media. Follow them at the Boca Bowl. That is at the Boca Bowl. We're going to take a timeout, folks. When we come back, we'll continue to break down that college slate. We got a couple more games to go over on that college slate. We'll continue to discuss the Kyler Murray kind of story that has come out. ESPN.com with an article today saying Kyler Murray might be on the outs with the Arizona Cardinals. I appreciate everyone bearing with me as my Manchester United Red Devils got a big point on the road against Spurs after being down 2-1. We're coming right back on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Mike Rizzo.
For the Gator fans, for all my Gator fans out there, what I want you to do, I want you to go to FloridaGators.com, go to the ticket section and get your tickets now for that big game coming up against Florida State. It's the last home game of the season. It is senior night. It is Florida versus Florida State. Now, not nearly the implications we thought this game could have at the end of the season, but always a fun game, always a fun rivalry. For all my Florida Gator fans out there, get your tickets to senior night. Let's celebrate these seniors the right way while they face off against Florida State. That is Florida State and Florida doing battle. All my Florida Gator fans out there, go to FloridaGators.com/tickets. That's FloridaGators.com/tickets to get your tickets today. I wanted to look and see who those Gators are playing today, by the way. I'm assuming it's not a top 25 matchup because we just went through all of those. It's Kentucky. So the Gators will be facing off against Kentucky today. DJ Lagway. And the Gators and Jaden Baugh, the fantastic running back for Florida, who I think is a really good talent. I think could be a pro player one day. They're going to be facing off against Kentucky. Gosh, it's 3-5 versus 3-5, Dame. Huh. You want to know who has the best job in the country? Mark Stoops. Mark Stoops could win 6 games a year at Kentucky and be a god.
Yeah.
And make $9 million, $10 million while doing it as well. I wonder when that's going to get stale for Kentucky football.
It pays to be a mid-table team
but
in the SEC.
He's 1-5 in the SEC. Losses to Ole Miss. They lost to Ole Miss by a touchdown. Good game. They lost to South Carolina by 12 points. 23. 3 scores. Not good, Dame. South Carolina's not good this year. Lost to Georgia by 3 touchdowns. Not good, Dame. Lost to Texas by 3. Decent enough game. Dude, Tennessee put up 56 points. Tennessee put up 56 points against Kentucky.
It's like we're not really judging them by the record, but if you look at those games,
it's a bad year. I'm gonna keep it a buck with you, Dan. It's a bad year for Mark Stoops this year. I don't even think he could hide behind like, oh, I won six games. I mean, they've won three games, and the games that they have left, Florida, I think, you know, I personally think the Gators win today. Tennessee Tech, they're going to win that game by 100. And then their last two games of the year, Vanderbilt and Louisville, two ranked teams. I actually think they beat Louisville. I think Louisville's bad. I think Louisville plays in the ACC, and I think people are just trying to play the narrative that, you know, the ACC has a couple of ranked teams. You're telling me Louisville...
They have that FSU win, too.
You're telling me Louisville is the 15th ranked team in the country? Stop it. Please stop. Stop the cap, as my friends say. Stop the cap. All right. But for Gator fans out there, once again, we started talking about how you need to get on out to that Florida State game. That is FloridaGators.com/tickets to secure your seat to senior night. Now, Dame, there were a couple of matchups I think we didn't go through quickly. Wanted to touch on that. It's LSU and Alabama. You know, obviously Brian Kelly out. LSU 5-3 on the year, 2-3 in the SEC. They are out of the college football playoff. They are out of the SEC championship considerations. Alabama 7-1 on the year, 5-0 in the SEC. You remember when I told you way back when about Alabama?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were probably the second best team in the country. I thought they were going to win the SEC. I think Kalen DeBoer has done a fantastic job. And if you're an Alabama fan, mate, I think you get off the whole, oh, Kalen DeBoer stinks. I think you get off of that. I think you're lucky to have a coach like Kalen DeBoer. And let me explain why. Look at what's happening at some of these other universities. Look at what's happening at Florida State. Look at what's happening at Florida. I filled in for Christian yesterday, who's in Turkey. I filled in for Christian on Theoretically Speaking yesterday. And Todd Fleming, the director of the Cognizant Classic, good buddy of ours. He's a Buckeye as well, OH. We were talking during his segment. We do the segment on Theo's show called Who Missed the Cut, presented by the Cognizant Classic. And we were talking about all these teams. We were talking about Florida. We were talking about Penn State. We were talking about the teams that need head coaches. And what surprised me was Theo and Todd were going to bat for Florida, that it's a job that people should want. They called it a better job than LSU. I pumped the brakes a little bit. Florida's been to 8 head coaches.
I think they're both right there, though.
What, that Florida's a better gig than LSU?
No. I think they're both like hand in hand. Like it's
No, dude. LSU, the last three out of the four coaches for LSU won championships, and Nick Saban, Les Miles, and Ed Orgeron. Brian Kelly had no business being the coach. That was a joke. Okay, that was an absolute joke. Brian Kelly going there. All right, you saw that day one when he went on the basketball court and put on a fake Southern accent when he's from Boston. Okay, first off. Second off, Florida has not figured it out since Urban Meyer. This is going to be their 9th head coach. So to bring things back full circle with Alabama, be happy you have Kalen DeBoer and he's got you at 7-1 and 5-0 in the SEC. Listen, can Alabama lose their, you know, listen, they're not losing the Eastern Illinois, so let's put that out of your mind. But their next game is home against Oklahoma. Big game. Fine. Oklahoma, who is the last team in right now in the college football playoff, by the way, at 12. But LSU, Oklahoma, and Auburn, with all due respect to Eastern Illinois, they're going to lose by 100 points. So Alabama's playing 3 more games in Oklahoma, LSU, and Auburn. Could they drop a couple of those games and maybe not be in the college football playoff and not be in the SEC championship? Sure. With that said, I think Kalen DeBoer is going to be able to take care of business and be in the SEC championship this year. And if you get to the SEC championship, you're in the college football playoff. So, I don't know. I think Alabama fans should be counting their blessings that DeBoer has his team in a good spot. Because you could be like Florida, a team who has been irrelevant since Uncle Herb ditched that swamp to come up north back home to Ohio State. Sorry, Dame. I know you're a Florida fan.
No, and also for Kalen DeBoer, I mean, it's very tough to be the successor of Nick Saban. And how many more coaches around could have done it better than Kalen DeBoer up to now?
Dude, go look at their... So, couple of things. Number one, we're ESPN. All right. We love ESPN. Go look at ESPN's recruiting rankings over everybody's. With that said, I love 24/7 sports rankings for recruiting. Okay. Alabama... DeBoer has secured like 5 stars. That's the most in the country this year.
And in college football, that's probably the most important aspect.
Let me put it in perspective, all right? On the recruiting side, I would say like 2-3 5 stars is like amazing. Like, oh my God, we got 2 5 stars. We got 3 5 stars this time around. like most good, like Ohio State, we have one five-star according to the composite ranking, Chris Henry Jr. I think personally we have more, but you know, five stars. That guy is recruiting at a high level. Dude, Jeremy Bernard, he's better than Ryan Williams. He's their skill player. I call him. God,
Ryan Williams has had problems with drops this year.
But Jeremy Bernard, dude, he's like a running back. He's a receiver. He is unbelievable. And this is like his fourth stop in 4 years too. And DeBoer got that kid to come to Alabama. I know I'm waxing poetically about the Tide. It's very uncharacteristic for me being a Buckeye. But like, dude, they're good. Like, I am scared of Alabama. I am scared of Alabama. I'm not scared of A&M, believe it or not.
Do you think they have
I'm not scared of Texas A&M.
Do you think Alabama has the best quarterback in the nation right now in Ty Simpson?
I would give the nod to Saiyan and probably, actually, no. I got to stay consistent. I think it's Jules, Simpson, Mendoza in that order. I think Saiyan's the best quarterback in the country right now. I think a lot of it has to do with Julian Saiyan with what's around him.
I think a little bit of pushback.
Here's my thing, Dame. You put Ty Simpson on Ohio State, he's going to have the same numbers as Saiyan. You know what I mean? But like, Julian is accurate.
And that's kind of where I'm going. I think Alabama has had more tests this season than Ohio State has had up to now.
That's fair. I just think a lot of those SEC teams aren't very good. You know what I'm saying? It's SEC bias. They're good because people are telling you they're good. You're telling me Missouri is the 20th ranked team in the country? That team stinks.
They were in the game, though.
Missouri by 20 points. They'd win on the road by about two touchdowns. So, like, that's why I can't take that serious. That's why I can't take that serious. People go, oh, they would beat Texas by 7 points. It was the first game of the season, and Julian Saiyan, it was the first game of his career. They didn't let him do anything with the playbook. And Texas has a top defense in the country. By the way, look out for Texas. They're hot. Arch Manning had an incredible game last game as well. So don't look now. But Texas, you know, they could sneak into the college football playoff for the third year in a row. Got to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show right here, ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Mike Rizzo.
We've been ice cold. Our parlay of the weekend, we have been ice cold. But folks, I feel the tide turning with my good friends at Hard Rock Bet. And listen, download the app because you could fade us. Listen, we've been bad at making picks, so you could fade us on the Hard Rock Bet app. And all you got to do, you download it, you deposit $5. And folks, if you win your first bet that you deposit with those $5, you could get $150 in bonus bets. Deposit $5, bet on a game, win said game, get $150 in bonus bets. And that's if you are a new user of Hard Rock Bet. Next thing, I want you to check out something called The 100. And if for those of you out there that are asking what the 100 is, it's a limited time boosted bet. Once 100 people place a bet on the boosted bet, it moves on. And then a new bet and a new boosted percentage takes its place. You never know what bet or boost amount is next. Boosts can range all the way up to 500%. So check out the 100. If you're new to Hard Rock, do the $5, deposit $5, win a game. Win $150 in bonus bets. You could always look at the popular bets too, tail the popular parlays. And then the Discover tab is what I like the most because I could just click on the Discover tab. I could type in Ohio State and it'll come right up. Ohio State at Purdue, and I could bet on my Buckeyes at my fingertips. That's our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus, physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. If you're concerned about gambling, call 1-833-PLAY-WISE. That's 1-833-PLAY-WISE. All right, I mentioned we're cold. One thing that hasn't been cold has been Ohio State and the spread. Listen, guys, 7 times in a row. The Buckeyes have covered 7 times in a row. They're minus 30.5 at Purdue. We're taking that. BYU, plus 11. Plus 11.5 at Texas Tech. We're on that. Penn State, plus 15.5 at home against Indiana. We're on that. Oregon, minus 6.5 on the road against Iowa. I like them to win by a touchdown. That is $20 to win $265. So $20 to win $265. Penn State plus 15.5. BYU plus 11.5. Ohio State minus 30.5. Oregon minus 6.5. Damian, we ride.
I love this one. I think this is the bounce back. You mentioned we were cold. That only means we're due.
Dame, we ride. We ride. I'm worried about Penn State.
The line did move.
People are hammering Indiana in the 14.5. Hammering.
That's good for us, though.
Mendoza's
you never want to be on the side of the public.
Mendoza's a little too cocky for me. Got to be honest. Maybe he's going to be an Arizona Cardinal next year when the Cardinals move on from Kyler Murray. If you missed it, folks, we talked a little bit about that in the first segment. But Kyler Murray apparently not guaranteed a spot with Arizona in the future as their quarterback.
Could he be playing baseball soon?
Maybe. Did get drafted, I think, by the A's.
First round. They do hold the rights.
Folks, we've ran out of time. Sometimes friends have to go away, but a part of him stays with you forever. Remember that in this life. Later on in the day, you got Kaiser football. I will be on the call for that with head coach Jimmy Bell, and then we will have Inter Miami on the app. Keep it locked in, ESPN 106.3.